If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Slamming the coach. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere in partnership as we attempt to avoid audits coast to coast, border to border and beyond on the vast and ginormously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the fireside. A fireside chat. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Hope all is well in your world. We're back at it again on the Friday extravaganza, Thursday into Friday, the wee hours of the night and morning. And our lead this hour, coming from the boob tube. Say what? A little friendly giggles morning TV banter, which still has legs here, as we are grasping on to just about anything at this point. So that is where the location, little morning TV, that the New York Giants safety, a person by the name of Julian Love, I don't know if you know who that is. We didn't know who he was until not that long ago, but Julian Love of the Giants was working on his inner blabbermouth ninja skills, which we approve of. We're not against that. And he was commenting on Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, if you didn't hear this, we're going to play it for you in a sec here. Perhaps you missed it, but it was during an appearance on something called Good Morning Football, which is part of the Pravda News at the NFL Network, a little nonsense, fun and giggles on the NFL. Now, Julian Love, very loose lips here, And the Giants, of course, long gone from the NFL postseason, but they were talking about the matchup, the Eagles and the Chiefs and the Super Bowl, and Nick Sirianni and some of his sideline shenanigans as the Eagles are now in the Super Bowl, as they took out the Giants earlier, took out the 49ers, and now they're going to try to take out the Chiefs. So what exactly did this cat Julian Love say? So as Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape.
You know, he's a guy who really is doing a good job because he's not getting his in the way of his team. He has an experienced roster from top to bottom, offense, defense.
You see this stuff, though? Like, what's your reaction as a player? And that guy's doing that.
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it at all. I mean, he's in for a free ride right now. You guys can coach this team and they can succeed.
All right, so that last part, that's the money quote. They're all like, he's in for a free ride right now. You guys can coach this team. And everyone laughs. All right, so let us discuss. The question here, the Giants safety Julian Love saying that the Eagles coach is getting a free ride. Anybody can coach that team. That's essentially what he said. You heard it for yourself. Are you in or out on that statement? So I am in on that statement. I am in on that statement. Absolutely. Absolutely in on that particular statement. I've got metamorphosis. We've got that. The 80-20. And if that was not enough for you, we also have the exam heard round the world. So we'll combine all of these things together, and that will be the foundation of this Maller monologue. So, A, we'll start with this. Nick Sirianni, who, even if you like the guy and you're carrying the water for him, is benefiting from the fruits of the labor of the players. It's kind of how that works, right? Coaching is important, but talent is essential. Now, the uneducated fan will say, hey, wait a minute, time out. The Eagles only added one offensive player going into this year. So how big a difference? It's the same team, essentially. No. That one new player, the puzzle piece that completed the puzzle, A.J. Brown. So what can Brown do for you? His mere presence has unlocked the hidden world of Jalen Hurts. Hurts has undergone a metamorphosis from imperfect. He's not perfect, but he's above average. He certainly didn't play well in the last game against the 49ers. You wouldn't know that by the final score. But Philadelphia has been able to dominate in the trenches. And the offensive and defensive lines have controlled much of these games here. And there's other things involved in the secret sauce. But adding that receiver from the Tennessee Titans, who occasionally doesn't even catch passes, he's a decoy, but that has pushed Philadelphia into a chance to win a Lombardi in less than 2 weeks in Arizona. Now, part B of this, let's go back to Sirianni. So Sirianni taking some criticism. There's also a lot of people running to defend him, including some of the guys in the Eagles locker room. I know you were shocked by that. This is for standard chow here. They were rushing to push back. How dare you? What's wrong with you? Shame on you. You can't say that about my coach. Kind of what you have to say, right? If you don't say that, that becomes problematic. You do what you got to do. Now, the most verbose that we could find from the Eagles, a linebacker by the name of Brandon Graham. And what did Brandon Graham say? Well, he had a long rant about his coach. And let's give you a little taste. Let's go to the audio tape. Here's the Eagle linebacker, Brandon Graham, defending his coach.
On it. I just know that Coach Sirianni is, it don't matter what he did last year with a team that, you know, no Sirianni is touch too much on it. I just know that Coach Sirianni is, it don't matter what he did last year with a team that, you know, nobody thought was going to do much. You know, he ended up getting us to the playoffs. And then for his second year, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get better. You're supposed to bring players in to get to do exactly what you need them to do. And we did that. I mean, he say anybody can coach this team, it's like, man, it don't matter because at the end of the day, it's on your GM and your president and people to be able to bring guys in and sign guys and have people want to come to this organization. So, I mean, man, it's a whole bunch of different factors other than just him talking about Coach Sirianni. It's just, you know, a lot of people just mad because of what happened this season. I understand, but yeah, it definitely carried no weight because, Coach prove himself each and every day. And if you're not in here, you really wouldn't know that. So it's just all lip service.
It's just lip service. Well, that was a long soliloquy. So how do you dissect Brandon Graham's argument in defense of his coach? So it made for a better headline than reality. You heard it. Were you blown away by that? I know in the blogosphere that read as Eagle linebacker Brandon Graham passionately defends the honor of his coach. And for those that have the attention span of a goldfish, that works. But studies have confirmed over the years that most people don't actually read the story. They instead just read the headline. In fact, it's the 80-20 rule. 80% of people react to the headline, and only 20% of people will actually scroll through the actual story. And I think the number is about 60% of people will share something, like send a text or something on Facebook, Twitter, or whatever, Instagram, TikTok. But they'll send a link that they didn't even click on just because they liked the headline. But on this one, Brandon Graham is serving up a soup. The soup of the day! And that would be alphabet soup. A bunch of words, letters made into words. It sounds powerful. However, when you actually parse what was said here, Graham did not exactly disagree with Julian Love. That's the part that I kept waiting for the big disagreement. He didn't actually address specifically what Julian Love had said. In fact, he essentially endorsed it by saying the GM of the Eagles and the president brought in elite talent. And he also, at the end there, he gave the boilerplate answer. If you're not in here, you don't know. That's always the default position by the jock, by the meathead. That's what they go with. Now, the last word here. Has Nick Sirianni established himself as a top-tier coach in only a couple years on the job? So the answer is no. The report card is incomplete. There's an I for incomplete. It is a small sample size, but he's using a ballpoint pen and a notepad to write the story, but he's not done with it, and it's still early on. And we've seen coaches get off to good starts and then vanish away. But so far, fortune has been on his side. There's been some good scheduling. Outside of the division, the NFC East, the Eagles played two playoff teams outside of the divisional opponents, the Vikings and the Jags. So they didn't have exactly a murderer's row. And Nick Sirianni's claim up until this season, his claim to fame was the exam, the draft exam. You remember, Sirianni's the guy. This was a year ago or a year and a half ago when Sirianni said how they would determine what players they wanted to draft. They were playing rock, paper, scissors with prospective players in the draft prospects, and they were trash-talking the guys. He was trash-talking the players to gauge how competitive they were. Apparently that works. We should all be playing rock, paper, scissors. The thing that is really rubbing like sandpaper on many is Sirianni's very arrogant, cocky demeanor on the sidelines. And his gyrations are not the norm, and it annoys a lot of people. They get very upset by that. And my theory is that's where a lot of this is coming from. But we'll find out. There's one more massive game. And the difference here, we all know, if you win the Super Bowl, you're, all-time great. Wee! If you lose, you're forgotten. And he's like, well, you got to a Super Bowl, but you didn't win. There's a lot of teams that got to a Super Bowl, didn't win. And you kind of brush them off. You brush them off to the side. You're like, okay, that's it. You go over there.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction.
It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
A bird brain. Welcome in. It's the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, shoulder to shoulder, as we focus on customer service, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and sizably powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the bell. As we ring the bell all night long, we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead this hour coming from the Valley of the Sun. That'll be the epicenter of the football world next week, Super Bowl 57. Be there or save your money. But the Cardinals are not anywhere near a Super Bowl team, but yet they're the focus of this because this hour, one of the few teams that has yet to hire a head coach. There are but two. It's Arizona and Indianapolis. But I want to focus on the Cardinals. We talked a lot about the Colts. We haven't talked much about the Cardinals. So many people have been wondering why Arizona has yet to hire somebody. Like, what are they waiting for? What are you waiting for? Come on, dude, hire somebody. Well, we may now have an answer. And I'm not sure if you saw this or not. Maybe you actually have a life and you don't pay attention to this kind of nonsense. But we are hearing that Kyler Murray's presence is causing high anxiety, neurosis, if you will, for prospective coaches. Now, that's the back fence talk that has come out of the NFL's assembly, the conference in Mobile, Alabama, at the Senior Bowl, where a lot of these rumors originate from at the Senior Bowl. So Pro Football Network tells us that these whistle-carrying sideline heroes, masters of the X's and O's, do not want to be handcuffed to Kyler Murray. That's the report. Now, there has been a different report that has been trying to squash that. So you have conflicting, dueling banjos here. Someone is not telling the truth. So let us discuss the question. Are you going to go thumbs up or thumbs down to Kyler Murray hurting the efforts of the Cardinals to hire their preferred coach? So I am going 2 thumbs up. I got 2 thumbs up. My observations. You've got Suitcase, Chicken Wing, and Miss Cleo. And we will lock all of these things together, and we are going to make a cactus, which is right now what the Cardinals are sitting on, a prickly cactus. That's what they're sitting on. So, number one.
Number one.
The Cardinals right now are being haunted, and they deserve this. They deserve to be haunted for the incompetence they did as an organization. Now, I know the people that did it are all gone. Everyone that was involved in that just about has been let go, but they deserve the Arizona Cardinals to be haunted by this Kyler Murray contract. When I saw this headline, color me shocked. I can't believe it. I'm baffled by this. Holy smokers. Unless I'm not. It is a teachable moment. Mistakes have consequences, and it should be a tough sell. Right? I know there's only 32 of these jobs, and everyone dreams of being an NFL coach. When you go into coaching, you're like, I can be an NFL head coach someday. But the good candidates, right? And let's separate the premier candidates from the run-of-the-mill candidates to the fringe candidates. The top candidate is reluctant to take this job. And that tells you what a garden gnome Kyler Murray happens to be. Right? That it's a lose-lose situation. That Murray, in the eyes of the premier coaching candidate, is a suitcase. He's a suitcase filled with uranium. He's radioactive. It's an atomic nightmare. Bad attitude, check. Bad teammate, check. Rubs coaches the wrong way, check, check, check. He's a me guy, check. Generally uncoachable, check. His true passion, his true calling in life, video games, check. He checks all those boxes. Shout out Call of Duty. Now, making matters worse, the Arizona franchise knew this. They realized that they were making a terrible mistake, and they attempted to put a safety net in. It's like doing a high wire act, and you're like, I might fall. The wind is blowing here over Niagara Falls. I might want to put some kind of net down so at least I have some protection. And instead, he gawked, right? They tried. At the last minute, they briefly attempted to hold the fun-sized quarterback, Alligator Arms Murray, accountable. Force him to do the bare minimum by watching game tape for just a few hours a week, putting down the controller. And what did Kyler Murray do? He gawked. This is atrocious. This is like a war crime. And that tells you, the guy's got zero self-awareness, right, about how bad that looked. Because he's entitled and he lives in a bubble. And he was able to use the social media blowback, the Cardinals, the cowards that they are as an organization, they caved in. And they handed over even more power to little Napoleon, their quarterback, letting him neglect the playbook. And now here we are. They need a coach. And suddenly everyone's like, okay, we'll call you. Don't call us. We're not that interested. We're not that India. We'll put you in the friend zone is what we're going to do. All right, we'll be friends. Maybe in a couple years when this guy's done, we'll be good. All right, now, page 2. So what can the Cardinals do to fix everything that's gone haywire in this Kyler Murray contract snafu? So if you take a couple of steps back and you look at the big picture, you look out at the landscape here, they've got to swallow their medicine. As painful and as bad tasting as that is, and let the sands of the Arizona desert fall where they're going to fall. But the Cardinals they're knee deep right now in manure. Okay, they're in manure, and there is only one escape portal. There's only one. A trade. That's it. And even that would be a dicey proposition, but they have to find a way and to convince a team that's also filled with a bunch of dodo birds, like the Texans or the Saints, to take this albatross, Kyler Murray. The greater fool theory, right? Find the greater fool to take your problem off your roster. But since Kyler is injured right now, he's damaged, you can't get rid of him. Who exactly is going to – you say – every time I say you can't do something, it happens. But it's hard for me to imagine that Murray, who's going to miss probably half the season, if not more, next year, is going to be available in a trade and someone would take him. So that has to be off the table, you would think. So Kyler is like – he's essentially giving the franchise a WWF, old school, not WWE, WWF, old school style, cross-face chicken wing. In terms of long-term success in the near future, he has grabbed them by the chin and he is attempting to separate the head from the body, from the rest of the body there. He's wrapped up. This team is wrapped up in knots with Kyler Murray, and that's just the deal. All right, final point. So how does this chapter play out for the Cardinals? So this is the part where I tell you that I am a distant relative of Nostradamus and friend of Nostradinus. But on this one, we reached out to the ghost of Miss Cleo, the all-knowing, all-powerful psychic hotline Miss Cleo, who says that the Arizona coaching candidates deserve better. They deserve better. So here's what you expect. Place holder. Seat filler. Think of this like the Academy Awards. That used to be a big deal when people loved Hollywood and the glitz and glamour of the big screen and all that back in the day. And at the Academy Awards, where people actually used to watch that, they would put seat fillers in to make sure that anytime the camera panned all the celebrities in Hollywood, all the people, every seat was filled for aesthetic reasons. It made for good TV. So the Cardinals, they need a seat filler. The Cardinals need a coach to come in so when they do an interview at halftime or before the game, the coach can talk and he can be on the sidelines there when they do the panning of the camera to the coach with the nervous look with the play sheet in front of his face there. And whether or not they're good coaches is irrelevant. Like the possibilities that are out there that we're hearing are Brian Flores, who has an active NFL litigation against the league. And if the Cardinals hire Flores, it would be like, hey, let's hire him. I actually think Flores is an okay coach, but let's hire him because that'll screw his lawsuit. That'll torpedo his legal case because, you know, like we hired this guy. I mean, and they go to court. Now, I think that case is going to end up in arbitration anyway, but if they did go to court, then Flores would have a tougher road to hoe, if you will. And that would be fun for our show because he's a drill sergeant style coach and Kyler Murray wants to be coddled. And so that would be good, but he's not an attractive name, Brian Flores, because, again, he's suing the NFL. Some of the other candidates, Vance Joseph, anybody who lives in Denver who likes the Broncos, you remember the Vance Joseph reign of terror over the Broncos for a couple of years, not that long ago, and somebody, I don't even know who this guy is, Mike Kafka, from the Giants?
Who?
I don't know. I never heard of that guy, but apparently he's a candidate for the job. These are not more stimulating coaching candidates, is what I'm trying to tell you. So I absolutely buy the report that this is all a byproduct of Alligator Arms Kyler Murray and his influence. That it's hard. Everyone has an ego. I get it, especially professional athletes. To get to that level, you've got to be so full of yourself. You're an absolute a-hole. But there's different levels of a-hole. And Kyler Murray is like next level. Like he's at the very top of the a-hole spectrum. And that's the issue. And he's also not that good. That's the other problem.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Here we go. Here we go.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Yeah, this guy had purchased books. He got his schedule. But the NFL said, we're running out of quarterbacks. They only had 13 teams in the NFC at that time. All right. What do we have here, Koopaloop? What do we have?
Kyle Shanahan told the media on Wednesday that there isn't any scenario in which Jimmy Garoppolo is back with the 49ers next season. Ben, we all pretty much knew this already. Where do you think Jimmy G goes?
All right, so with Tom Brady out of the picture now, Jimmy G moves up several spots. The favorite, and Roberto's not going to like this, but I have the Raiders as the favorite if they don't get Aaron Rodgers. Like, Garoppolo's everyone's plan B. He's the plan B. I wouldn't put it past the Patriots to knock on the door of Garoppolo. They're not completely sold on Mac Jones. But Garoppolo's going to have a lot of opportunities, and he's an upgrade for the Jets, the Commanders, the Colts. But I'd say the Raiders are actually at the top because of the obvious ties with Josh McDaniels. Next!
Urban Meyer was on a podcast when he discussed the Jaguars' success this season, and he pointed to the team doing well in free agency. Ben, he obviously isn't going to admit that Doug Peterson has coached the team better, but exactly how much of the credit does Doug Peterson get?
Well, the ego of Urban Meyer, he would rather drink bleach than admit that he screwed up as an NFL coach. I get it. But here's the way I break it down. Doug Peterson, calming, father figure type. But I'm only going to give him about 30%. I mean, 30% of the credit. The rest of it goes to the players who actually performed on the field. But listen, Doug Peterson did a good job. Good for him. Ultimately, the players are the ones that are actually out there. And so they get the lion's share of the credit. All right, next!
It's being reported that talks to relocate the A's to Las Vegas have heated up again. Ben, do you think a move to Vegas will completely change the culture of the franchise? Are we going to see big free agents on the Athletics?
Well, I was told a couple months ago that this is already going down the tracks like a runaway train, that it's going to happen. The A's are going to end up in Vegas, which sucks for Oakland because of the crazy politics there in the Bay Area. But they have no excuse. They're going to have an influx of casino cash. Vegas is a destination for young guys. Yes! Yes! How did we do, Coop?
I guess you passed us.
That is a win. That's a solid win. I won going away like Secretariat.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Knock, knock. Who's there? Lame week. Lame week who? It's Big Ben's Lame Joke of the Week.
And that it is Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Each and every week at about this time, These are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners to the show. These are not fake jokes. These are not fraudulent jokes. These are legitimate big-time jokes that listeners have sent in. And as always, well, not always. Sometimes he oversleeps and doesn't come in. A man that complains every week. I'm like his mother. I have to call this guy to wake him up. Weed Man Hippie from the mean streets somewhere in Miami. Hello, Weed Man Hippie.
I love you, Ben. Make me laugh.
All right, make your bed. Make your bed, Weed Man, when we get done. Okay, when's the last time you made your bed? The 70s, 80s?
I've never, ever, ever made my bed.
I know, because you don't have a bed. That's why. All right, anyway, here we go. These are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners.
Man, I love you.
I know you do, Weed Man. I know. All right. Is Lisa here this week? No Lisa, huh? She's not there.
No, she got a phone off, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right, Lisa's not there. All right, here we go. Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. All right. Here we go. Who is Lizzo's favorite rock and roll singer?
I don't know who's her favorite singer.
Well, not surprisingly, Eddie, she loves Meatloaf.
I knew that.
Yeah, all right. Surfer, you've heard that one before. Surfer Todd, the comedian. And we've met Todd a couple of times. Great guy. And congrats to he and his lovely bride there, Deborah. They're celebrating 25 years since their first date. So congratulations, Surfer Todd, the comedian. Why does Lizzo make people so happy?
I don't know. Why does she make people so happy?
She's a big ball of joy. That's why. Come on. That's Justin in D.C. who sent that one in. What happened when Lizzo complained about the lame jokes of the week segment about her?
I don't know what happened.
She was told to lighten up. I said, lighten up. That's Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Did you know that Lizzo is just a little short for her weight?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's actually, doctors say she should have been about 7'9". That's from Buck, listener Buck in Boston, who sent that one in. And why is Lizzo so good at trivia games?
I don't know. Why is she good at that?
Well, Eddie, elephants have really good memories.
Wow.
Come on.
Daniel,
listener Daniel sent that one in. Did you hear the big news that Tom Brady is retiring again?
Yeah, I think I did hear that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. In a related story, Lizzo is going on a diet again. So you got that. So, Gordon in Tacoma. What is Lizzo's favorite part of the big celebration in New Orleans, Mardi Gras?
What's her favorite part?
Fat Tuesday, Eddie. She's a big fan. She loves that Fat Tuesday. That's Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. These are actual jokes by actual listeners. Did you hear that the Beach Patrol asked Lizzo to relocate to a nude beach?
They did.
Yeah, they didn't know she was wearing a bikini. They had no idea, Eddie. They apologized. Said, I'm sorry. That's Gordon in Tacoma who sent that one in. All right, why don't we pause? Well, actually, Coop, do you have anything right now, Coop? Any offensive jokes? Coop does the offensive jokes of the week.
Sure.
All right, go ahead, Coop.
What did Ed and Christina do when they heard that 70% of car accidents happen within 10 miles of your home?
I don't know.
They moved.
Solid joke.
That was from Cap on Twitter.
All right, good job by Cap. Why don't we pause for the cause? We'll have the Weed Man Radio Roast. Are you ready, Weed Man?
I love you, Ben. Let's do it.
The guys love busting your chops. We'll have the Weed Man Radio Roast. We got a bunch of other great jokes, many of them about random people that contribute content to the show. Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Roll on. We'll get to that next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
And back to the jokes we go. It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Actual jokes sent in by actual listeners like yourself. If you'd like to send jokes in to a future episode of the show, you can do that right now. Send them now, 5 minutes from now, 10 minutes from now, tomorrow, anytime you want. Just put them in the headline jokes. Send them to BenMallerShow@gmail.com. BenMallerShow@gmail.com. Are you there, Weed Man?
Yeah, make me laugh.
All right, are we ready? It's the Weed Man Radio Roast. Here we go. Why won't DoorDash deliver to Weed Man?
I don't know. Why not?
They actually require customers to have a door, Eddie. That's the problem. That's Chris.
That makes sense, yeah.
Chris in Des Moines sent that one in. Weed Man chooses to be poor and unemployed, Eddie. How about that?
I kind of thought
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ironically, he didn't want to be part of the rat race. He wanted no part of the rat race, and the rats came to him. So there is that. Did you hear that Weed Man got replacement teeth?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's exciting. He bought a box of Tic Tacs and Crazy Glue. And so, a tube of that. And, a little odd, but that's fine. Alex the Cynical sent that one in. Who's a bigger loser than Weed Man Hippie?
Oh, I don't know who's a bigger loser.
That would be Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Cleveland Browns, Eddie. That's from John in Youngstown, Ohio. Bitter Browns fan, John in Youngstown, Ohio. He might be a Steeler fan. Youngstown's like halfway.
He used to be part owner of the Steelers.
Jimmy Haslam?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Be lucky he didn't buy the rest of the team. Weed Man doesn't mind being a bum, Eddie.
Yeah, I kind of know that.
Yeah, he believes work is over-ratted, is what he said there. That's very funny.
I think not working is over-ratted.
Joke writer Justin in Washington, D.C. Why does Weed Man have a hard time accepting that the mice have won, Eddie?
Oh, why is that?
Because the tooth hurts. That's why.
Yeah.
Where is Weed Man Hippie's girlfriend from?
I don't know. Where's she from?
Miss Hippie. That was Lister Mason in Huntington Beach. All right, enough Weed Man jokes. We got other jokes. Well, what do you call the worst caller of the year? Transgender Dave and Blair from Maine.
I don't know.
A scratch off, a hack off, and a blank off. That's Chip from Maine sent that one in. All right, page down. Did you hear what happened to Punxsutawney Phil before he saw his shadow, Eddie? Big news here all over the TV and the radio.
No, what happened? What happened?
Yeah, Sir Scratchoff ran him over and had him for dinner. So it's tough news there. Punxsutawney Phil was eaten by Sir Scratchoff in Arkansas. That's Chip from Maine who sent that one in. What is the difference between a mosquito and Phylexis?
I don't know. What's the difference?
Well, at least the mosquito, Eddie, will stop sucking when you slap it. It dies at that point. That's a John.
Jesus.
John, not John, he wrote that. We met him. Meet and greet. How do you get a small fortune at sports betting?
I don't know how.
You start out with a large fortune and you take Poppy's picks and you take those and you're down the toilet. You got any jokes over there, Cooper Lewis? Big Ben's lame jokes of the week.
We had Lim O'Brien call in and give me one over the phone.
Okay. Lim O'Brien.
Why don't the Vikings eat cereal?
Why don't the Minnesota Vikings eat cereal? I don't know.
Because they choke anytime they get close to a bowl.
Oh! Here's some exciting news for fans of the show. Did you hear that Jed, who fled, is considering some life changes?
Oh, I didn't hear that. What's he going to do?
Yeah, he woke up yesterday and realized he needs some tweaking. Yeah, he realized that. That's Tom from Fullerton. What do you get when you add up Angry Bill, Jed, who fled, and Half Pint?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. What do you get?
A life sentence, Eddie. You get a life sentence is what you get. Well, here's exciting news. Angry Bill just mapped out his family tree.
Oh, yeah? What's that look like?
Yeah, unfortunately, it looks more like a cactus, Eddie, because it's full of pricks, just like a cactus right there. Justin in D.C. Well, here's an interesting revelation also. Apparently, Poppy's acting career is going to take him very far, Eddie.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, hopefully for us, he stays there, Eddie. That would be great. Really far, far, far away, Eddie. That's from Justin in D.C. Did you hear that Ferg Dog is going to be a lot less codependent in 2023. Big news here for Ferg Dog.
That is interesting.
Yeah, but it's okay, Eddie. As long as it's okay with Brian Finley, then it's okay with Ferg Dog. That's Justin in D.C. Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. These are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners. Have you heard that Oscar the Grouch and Grover had a secret love child, Eddie?
No, I did not hear that.
Well, you'll be watching him in the Super Bowl, Eddie. Come on now. He plays quarterback for the Chiefs. All right. That's from Conrad. We'll do one more. What part of the upcoming Super Bowl will be painful to view?
I don't know. What part of the upcoming Super Bowl will be painful to view?
That would be watching Mahomes Hurts. There you go. All right. Surfer. Surfer Todd, the comedian. Have you found your teeth, weed man, yet? Have you found them?
No. Damn mice. I love you, Dan.
Have you looked around? Have you cleaned up at all? Have you tried to find them?
This place is such a mess.
I can only imagine. Can you take a picture? I would like to put it online. Can you send me a picture of your place?
I'll do that.
No, send me. Seriously, I will. And give me permission, and I will put it out there. I think we all want to see what Weed Man is dealing with there in Miami. I think that would be wonderful. All right, well, thank you, Weed Man. All right, there you go. There's a Weed Man hippie. And again, if you want to send jokes in for next week, it's BenMallerShow@gmail.com. Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hooray for Hollywood! Hooray for Hollywood! What are you going to be watching? There's no football. That Pro Bowl is unwatchable. What are you going to watch this weekend? The Coop Scoop?
Well, Ben.
Yes, Coop.
We're going to start off in theaters.
Oh,
and right. There's no football, but there is Tom Brady.
Yeah, you like old ladies and Tom Brady. This is your weekend.
Yes, 80 for Brady premieres this weekend. It's in theaters right now. Stars Jane Fonda, Sally Field, Rita Moreno, Lily Tomlin, and then also Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski make appearances. now, I'm actually surprised.
Is that the Waste Management Open? Is that what that is? How's this doing on Rotten Tomatoes?
It's doing a lot better than I thought it was going to do. My guess when I first heard about this movie and saw the trailer was like no more than 30%. But as of right now, it is at 64% on Rotten Tomatoes with a 91% audience score.
Oh, that must be bots.
So I don't know. I mean, it's still early. It's still early, but
it's all people that live in the New England area and the Tampa, Florida area. Right. Locking in. Yeah.
God, it looks bad. But hey, Queen Roxanne will check it out. She can let us know how it is.
She'll be the only one in Colorado buying tickets.
That's right.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Also wow. In theaters this weekend is the latest M. Night Shyamalan movie, Knock at the Cabin. And this stars Dave Bautista, as well as Rupert Grint of Harry Potter fame. And this one's getting...
Scary.
It's getting is good it reviews so far. I guess it would be under more of like thriller than
it?
Horror. No, I have not
you
seen
haven't
it.
Seen it. Okay. Right.
No, but just from the FSR alum Nick Wright, not the
TV guy,
not the TV guy,
radio guy.
Yes,
yeah,
radio.
What about
radio
him?
Right. He saw this movie already.
Oh, he did.
Yes, and he reported to me that he liked it. He's just not sure where it fits in the.
Is
M. Night
he still
Shyamalan
working
fight.
Upstairs, Nick Wright?
No, he is not. He is not.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. What's he doing now?
I don't know. He's changed jobs a couple times since he left. So
all right, nobody cares. All right, moving on.
All right, moving on to television. Now, this is this one came out last year, so it's been out for a little while. But I didn't see it, and I always like to bring up stuff that I check out and that I enjoy. We've got that Untold series of documentaries on Netflix, all different sports.
Good ones,
You know, documentaries that had the Manti Te'o one. They had the Aaron Hernandez one.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I watched the And One episode of this Untold series.
Great documentary.
Yes, it was really good.
I've seen that one.
Yeah. I liked it a lot. It just... And it kind of shocked me because I was watching it, and I remember when I was in middle school, N1 was like the biggest thing. I had a pair of N1 shoes. Like, everybody was all about N1, and I didn't even realize that they're gone. Like, they just kind of disappeared off the face of the earth.
They were like the street ball kings, man.
Yes.
They owned it. They dominated.
So it's it's an interesting watch to see how it kind of fell apart and disappeared and what happened to all those guys. So,
well, Nike decided they didn't want it. I mean, that was a big part of it, right? You watched the documentary. It's like, Nike's like, you got to take these guys down.
Yep.
And they did.
Yep.
Don't mess with
pretty
Nike.
Easily,
pretty
yeah.
much, yeah.
Yeah.
With one commercial, pretty much.
Yeah.
So moving on to the new stuff out this weekend. Now, this one's getting rave reviews. It's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes right now. It's also on Netflix. It's called Pamela, A Love Story.
Ooh.
And yes, this is Pamela Anderson in her own words talking about her life and how, you know, that infamous video changed things for her and, you know, all kinds of stuff that she touches on.
How upset is she, though? Because Kim Kardashian made more money from her video than Pamela Anderson.
That's true, because if I remember correctly, I don't know, I was really young, but I'm like, when Pamela Anderson's video came out, it was still kind of like the earlier days of like everybody being on the internet, and I just feel like it wasn't as widely distributed as Kim Kardashian.
Pamela Anderson, though, in her day, holy crap, man. Everyone was...
Oh, yeah.
They were all god.
Giggity, oh, no, it's a great video. Don't get me wrong.
You enjoyed her work, huh?
Yeah.
She's a talented lady.
Yes,
my
exactly.
apologies to her. Mm-hmm. Yes, all right.
All right. moving on to some other things on television right now. We've got... it's called Dear Edward, and this is a new Apple TV Plus show. It is... Connie Britton stars in this one, and it centers on a 12-year-old boy who is the sole survivor of a commercial plane crash that kills everybody on board, including his entire family. Taylor Schilling from Orange is the New Black fame also stars in this. It is an adaptation of a bestseller, and it's getting good reviews. That is on Apple TV Plus right now. And let's see here, one last thing. All That Breathes. It is a documentary on HBO. It'll premiere on Tuesday at 9 p.m., and this one won a bunch of awards at, you know, the Cannes Film Festival and Sundance, and it's nominated for Best Documentary from the Academy Awards. And I don't know, this isn't really the kind of documentary I watch, but I'm going to check it out since it's nominated for an Oscar. But it's about two brothers who live in New Delhi, and they care for injured black kites, which is a bird of prey essential to the surrounding ecosystem in India. And I guess it's a really good documentary, so I'm going to check that out on HBO. I know, I didn't think you would be into that.
I got no interest in that.
And then last thing I want to do, Eddie, did you watch The Last of Us?
No, but I have some off time coming up, and I think I'm going to...
Whoa. You have off time? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm out for a week after this coming week.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mrs. G is having knee replacement surgery.
Oh. Oof. All right.
So I'll have.
Are you having knee replacement surgery also? Or
no,
no, you're not.
But she needs somebody to help her out.
Oh, okay. Can you? I'll set a box up in your house if you want it. You know, you could still
a box of what?
A Comrex box.
A Comrex box.
Oh, that's fine. I'll do that. Set it up.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to Don.
Okay.
Scott. Those guys will be okay. Yeah.
And that is Coop Scoop.
And then I can keep working from home afterwards. Maybe
that's what I did. You know, yeah. COVID started, and all of a sudden,
I'm all for that.
You know, you spent all this money on the studio, so what are you gonna do, man? You gotta, you know, get your money's worth, get your bang for your buck. There you go. And man, before I'd never get away with that. All right. Anyway,
I'll let you know, Coop, when I watch it.
All right.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro: amazing taste. Pro: pairs well with anything. Pro: probiotic. That's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.